Hello, and welcome to Q&A about calcium bentonite clay with Perrier, and this morning my special guest, Marge Alonsdale from Canada. Marge is a farm girl raised in Canada, five sisters, and they all work on the farm, so she has a lot of experience with animals. She and her husband have a canine business and work with dogs, and she has some remarkable pet stories. So today's program is dedicated to pets, and I'm sure there'll be some other questions thrown in there too, so we'll take those also. But wanted to devote one of them to pets, because clay is as good for you as it is your pets and the people around you. Animals in the wild have been taking clay since the beginning of time. We know the parakeets or macaws in Peru eat poison berries, and then they go eat bentonite clay off the cliffs to neutralize the berries. And there are lots of tales of wild animals, even tigers. They found clay in tigers and wolves' poop, who are mostly the wild animals that eat clay are plant eaters. Because a lot of times they eat poison plants, particularly during droughts. That's all they have, and so they do that, and then they go find the clay to neutralize the poisons. They also use it for wounds. And the unique thing about it, and this is what struck me, is animals in the wild seem to know how much clay they need. They go and eat what they need, and then they leave. Elephants will go to clay wallers, little muddy ponds of clay, and dig down and get the clay and spray it all over their body to detox them and eat the clay as well. So why not give it to our pets? So, Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Tell us a little bit about your business and how you've used clay with your pets.
We own a dog business that does dog walking and dog boarding and some doggy daycare. So we have approximately 25 dogs a day that we handle. And at certain points in time, people have complained of certain issues such as allergies and rashes on the skin outbreaks, hot spots. And some dogs get infection in the eyes, and also a dog's ears are really dirty. You can flip up the ear and you can actually smell something's not right, and you can see physical what appears to be dirt, bladder infections, and an old dog smell. So a lot of these things were common. If a dog had one of these types of issues, they seem to have, you know, three or four of the other symptoms. So we started giving our dogs clay, hydrated clay. And our dogs are 10 and 11 years old, and they're 100-pound dogs. One's a German Shepherd, and one's a Karelian Bear dog crossed with a Newfie. So big dogs. And the bigger the dog, normally, the shorter the lifespan. And our dogs had almost all of these symptoms, except the Shepherd didn't have the hot spots. And we started to give them a tablespoon of hydrated clay in the morning and a tablespoon of hydrated clay at night. And the smell went away, the constant ear infections that they both had went away, the goopy infection in the eyes were gone, and one dog had hot spots, and it was gone. And this was over a short period of time for us. It was about 2 weeks. The other thing that was the side effect that we didn't realize had happened was when dogs urinate in your yard, they tend to turn your grass, like your lawn looks like it has measles, because they've burnt the lawn where they've urinated, and our lawn no longer has burn marks on it. And I believe that the clay's pH factor neutralized the acidity of the urine, so the lawn no longer has those burn marks to it. And the dogs, because of our dog walking business, we, you know, our walkers walk approximately 10 kilometers a day. Our German Shepherd's back up to 300 kilometers a month, and he's 10 years old. His joints were all seized up, and they're not anymore. And some of the other things we've seen are dogs get fatty pockets on their body, and the clay has taken that away. We've had a couple dogs diagnosed with cancer. One dog had a cancerous growth between its eyes, and it was only a year old at that time, and we didn't know it was a cancerous growth at the time. It was just a bald spot between the eyes of a Doberman. And we started to put the clay on topically and feed it to him. And the red blistery spot, it took almost 3 weeks, but it went away. And the vet looked at it and said, oh, if it ever grows kind of blistery looking, it's cancer. And the lady flipped her phone around and showed the picture. And he said, well, where did you have that done, like removed? You can only remove that by surgery. And she said, well, we fed our dog calcium bentonite clay and applied it topically. And the vet said that the skin would, or the hair would never fill in. And it took about another month, but all the hair grew back as well. And now the dog's 2.5 years old and cancer free.
Oh, wow.
And we just recently had another dog, a retriever doodle cross, and he had a large lump in his groin area that the vets diagnosed as cancerous, and the dog's 7 years old. The vet told the lady that the surgery would remove all the cancer. And the vet, when they came to pick the dog up from the vet said, unfortunately, we couldn't remove it all because it was tied into the muscles. So she and was told that the cancerous lump would grow back. And she came to see me 2 weeks after surgery, and she said the lump had almost doubled in size again. And I gave her hydrated clay, and she started feeding it to him and applying it topically. And within 3 weeks, the lump was almost, when I saw him, the size of a tennis ball. Now it's the size of a penny.
Of a penny?
A penny.
A pen.
Penny, like 1 cent penny.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And they're still using it. And when you apply it to them, are you wrapping it on there? Are you leaving it on and letting it dry?
Leaving it on and letting it dry, but trying to apply it very liberally.
Uh-huh.
As well as...
Have a problem with him licking it off?
He seems to leave it alone for some reason. She doesn't understand why. And he leaves it alone, she said, for approximately an hour. And then I think when it starts to dry, it starts to irritate him a bit, and he licks it off.
Yeah. Well, it's good for him to, if he licks it off, too. And that's amazing. I wondered, I think animals have an instinct and know that it's helping him to leave it alone. You know?
I believe so, too. Because we've seen other dogs with big, huge hot spots. And we've put the clay on a quarter inch thick. We had one German Shepherd Husky cross that he chewed a 12-inch by 12-inch block on his back. He ate, chewed all the hair off, the layer of skin, and then there's another layer that covers his muscles. He chewed that off, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awful. And within 1 week of applying the clay twice a day, and that dog never licked the clay off, never. And they
wow.
put on a quarter inch thick, and they put a piece of cellophane on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And he never messed with it. Never, ever.
Wow.
And that took four to five weeks for the skin to grow completely back, and within another 3 weeks, you would never know that dog had ripped himself down to nothing.
Wow. I have seen healings like that, but the clay heals from the inside out and will actually seems to grow the flesh back and the skin back. It's just amazing.
It is truly amazing.
Well, those are a great way to start. I'm going to check over to our Q&A question screen, and as usual we have some questions that just pertain about clay, so I'm going to address them first and then see if anybody has a question about their using it for their pets. We can discuss about how much to use for what size pets and things. So Linda in Clovis, my friend Linda, who has a grandson named Clay because her daughter drank the clay and had been having trouble getting pregnant and got pregnant right after she started taking it. So Linda and I are close friends. And Linda asked, have you made the toothpaste we talk about? Linda, it probably will take 6 months of research before we have it ready to release. We're still working with different ingredients to give it sudsing action. I do have an excellent tooth powder I can give you the recipe to. It's the clay with, I put a little bit of baking soda in there, although I don't like the taste of it, and I don't know why, because the clay is going to alkalize it anyway. So I kind of leave that out. I use some cloves and peppermint oil. You've got to break the clay, put some rubber gloves on and mash it and get it to where it disperses in the clay, because otherwise it'll be a little hard knot. But I put toothpaste on my toothbrush, wet it, kind of shake the water off, and dip it in that powder to brush my teeth. Really gets them clean. They feel smooth. They feel like I've been to the dentist and had my teeth clean. It's not harsh on your enamel. This is a very fine ground clay, so it doesn't, eat through the enamel or anything. And I had been diagnosed when I was wearing braces as having a start, what looked like a cavity starting at my gum line below a crown. And he couldn't get to it to check it out till I got my braces off. So I got my braces off, and I had been packing my gum there with clay and brushing with the clay. And when I went in to get it checked, he said, well, it must have just been a little spot there, because the tooth there is very firm and hard now, and he couldn't find it. So I had my braces on for 3 years, so I was thrilled about that. But we are working on it. I'm investigating some other products. We even are trying to find somebody that has a tube that we could put kind of a natural toothpaste on one side and clay on the other, where you squirt it, they both came out without mixing together. We don't know what clay's going to do with the other products, and we have to put them in a jar and leave them for like 6 months to see if, you know, they're going to have a reaction and the clay's drawing stuff out of it, so it won't work or not. So we're on the project, and it may take a while because we have to do this. We don't have a research lab ourselves. We have to outsource some things and make some things and then let them sit and try and see what they're going to do. I know when I mixed it one time with shampoo and I let the shampoo sit, the clay drew some gooey stuff to the bottom of the shampoo. Now, the shampoo at the top still worked, but there was this layer of gooey, gummy stuff that it didn't like, so it just pulls it to the bottom. So we have to experiment with those, and we are working on it. I'll let you know as soon as it comes out. Jody and Palatine, but stay on me because you remind me to make calls and do things. Jody and Palatine said, I was diagnosed with wrist tendonitis. I have taken steroids, inflammation medicine, but no relief. I have a ganglion cyst forming near the inflammation, trying not to have surgery. Was wondering if clay would help. Absolutely. You get clay thickly around that wrist, cover it with some saran wrap or press and seal, sleep with it on all night if you can keep it on during the day. The inflammation and the wrist tendonitis will clear up really quickly. Now, the ganglion cyst may take a little while longer for it to dissolve it, but just keep putting the clay on there, and during the day, if you can just put it on that, let it dry, wash it off, put more on, let it dry, wash it off, then at night, wrap it up and leave it on all night. I think you'll be through with two of them quicker than you can imagine with no surgery and no medical bill other than a little dab of clay. And I got a nice testimonial from Chris in St. George. Hi, Perry. I was doing some yard work and noticed I had a little poison ivy. I put some clay mud on and went to bed. It looked much better the next morning, but I put some hydrated clay on it. This morning, the spots are almost gone. I had some poison ivy last year but didn't have clay, and it got worse and spread, and it took a couple of weeks to disappear. Love the clay. Thanks for all you do. So thank you for Chris, and I will be emailing you and asking you for that testimonial. Yes, you know, like I always say, pain and suffering is optional 90% of the time with clay. And if you have any kind of rash or skin irritation or poison ivy and oak, it one reason it keeps it from swelling is that it draws that oil that's on the ivy plant is when we scratch it, when we get on our skin and we scratch it somewhere else, we touch somewhere else, we spread it, and it pulls that oil off. So it cleans the poison ivy off the skin and then dries up the poison ivy. So thank you for that. Cheryl in Westlake, Ohio, I just received my container of clay and I read the Kickstart book, How to Kickstart Your Day with Calcium Bentonite Clay Manual Enclosed. I must not have read all the instructions for the first 64-ounce jar as it instructs for a general detox to take a two-ounce serving morning and evening on an empty stomach for 14 days. I've been taking it this way for 3 months now. Is that too much? Am I overdoing it? Should I take breaks after every 14 days? Honey, you can take that amount the rest of your life, and it's not going to do anything but benefit you. And I have a lady on the show with me now who is drinking a cup 3 times a day. That's 8 ounces 3 times a day, a total of 24 ounces a day. And it did miraculous things. So I'm going to let Marg mention what she thinks about dosage of clay. Those instructions are just a general approach. But if you have something serious like Marg did with intestinal problems and colon problems, you want to be aggressive. Candida and Lyme's fall into that area too. So, Marg, tell us some of your stories about taking large amounts of clay.
Clay cannot hurt you at all, Cheryl. The bigger the problem, the more I believe you should take. So I had been diagnosed with a blocked colon, told I had Crohn's, I had 4 cysts in my liver. The small one was 7.5 inches. The large one was almost 11 inches. I had 4 of them. I had a tapeworm the size of a 500 milliliter water bottle called echinococcus. I was anemic and hyperthyroid. The only thing that the medical system did was remove 8 inches of dead colon from my body. The rest of the time, they just kept telling what a miracle I was. And I spent extensive time in the hospital, and I drank clay while I was in the hospital as well, because it was the only thing that helped. So the bigger the problem, the bigger the amount of clay, and it can truly not harm you anyhow.
And what's your maintenance dosage now, Marg?
Right now, I'm still, because I did 2 surgeries, major abdominal surgeries in 6 months, so I currently am drinking 2 cups a day right now.
Okay. So that's 16 ounces.
Yeah.
And, you know, all to the good.
Absolutely.
What the clay doesn't use in your body when you take it, you know, it goes in one end and out the other. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream. But its benefits, the energy of the clay, the alkalinity of the clay, all those things add. The fact that it cleanses your lower colon and gets rid of the bad stuff and keeps that colon clean so you can absorb more nutrition and vitamins. So I'd say on that dosage, you're fine the rest of your life if you want. And if you have something more serious, kick it up a notch. All right? Thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to go back and see if we have any more questions coming in. Pamela said, could you ask the dog person how much and how she feeds it? Okay, Marg, that's for you.
Pamela, a good rule of thumb we've used for every 50 pounds of dog, we feed a heaping tablespoon of hydrated clay. Hydrated clay is 1 part clay, 3 parts water, and that's in Perry's How to Kickstart Your Day with Living Clay, how to mix that. We use quart sealer jars to mix it up, and we feed it to the dogs with their food. Our dogs are fed 2 times a day, and how we got them started was we would mix pumpkin. You can buy canned pumpkin in the store, not the pumpkin pie filling, but just plain canned pumpkin, and vanilla yogurt with probiotic. So we started out mixing equal parts pumpkin and yogurt together to make a flavor base to go over the dog's food, and we'd put a tablespoon to two tablespoons of that on the dog food with a tablespoon of clay and mix it up, and they'd just eat it down. Other dogs, if your dog's really small, of course you don't need that much clay. And by small, I'm talking 10 pounds, probably a quarter of a teaspoon twice a day. Just put that on the end of the dog's nose. It's natural for the dog to want to lick that off and get rid of it. And one of the other ways we've done it, too, is just getting a syringe and loading it with a tablespoon and opening the dog's mouth and putting it to the back of the mouth. Our dogs, it took them about a week. And now our dogs really, they don't eat their dog food unless it has clay on it, because now they associate it with feeling better. And as Perry discussed at the beginning, dogs know what they need. So that's
right,
pretty much
right.
How we've made it work.
My daughter has, people always bring rescue animals to her. She had a dove with one wing, and a dog killed a possum and then found out the possum was full of little baby possums, and she took the run of the litter, the one that looked like it was about to die, and she and my grandson during the day feeds it, and they feed him with an eyedropper. And I'm going to start on giving him a little clay, the liquid clay, that way, because he just takes a small amount. But he had no hair, and it looked like the fire ants had gotten to him. He had bumps all over his back and his tail, and all that's cleared up, and his hair's coming in, and he doesn't look like a run anymore. I don't know what she's going to do with this possum when it gets older, but I guess take it up to school for the kindergarten kids. She had a rat last year that they just loved. So,
wow.
You know, this is the most loved little ugly possum. He's so little now that he's cute, but he'll probably be ugly when he gets older. You know, for small dogs, 5 pounds and under, I'd use a half a teaspoon. And for bigger dogs, I'd use a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons. If you get up in the 15 to 20 pounds, you can use 2 teaspoons. Just play it by ear, but remember that animals in the wild have free access to it. So if you want to just offer it to them and see how much they want to eat, I don't think there's any harm in all that at all that for animals or people. Brenda in Rockville, and like you said, let me go back to that. You can give it to them in the liquid form. We had a horse that we gave it to in the liquid form. We'd put it in a syringe and hold his head back and put it in the side of his cheek, and he'd swallow it back. You kind of have to hold their head up and just go slowly so you don't choke them. But even smearing the clay on hay, I would do for horses. This is good for horses. We had a horse with a lemon-sized gallstone, had a difficulty urinating because gallstone was getting in the way. And they started feeding him clay, and it went, they had him re-x-rated, and it had shrunk to the size of a golf ball, and then they waited another 6 months, and it was completely gone, and they were afraid they were going to have to put the horse down. So, and I have a lot of testimonials about dogs I want to talk about, but I have another one here. From Brenda, said, I haven't been on webcast for a while, but I'm loving the clay. I use it to brush my teeth in the morning. I drink it and use it topically. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you, Brenda. We appreciate those little plugs in there and being appreciated. We're just glad you're using it. My goal is to get it in people and on people and let them experience the wonderful benefits. So I'm going to look at some... Interesting, we have testimonials on cats, dogs, and a ferret, and even, trying to think what, oh, a woodchuck, a baby woodchuck broke his leg, and the lady, it was just dangling, and it was just a baby, and she dipped it in clay several times and let the clay dry, and then put it in the corner of the cage with food right next to it. And within 5 days, it was climbing the cage. Each day, she'd dip it back in the clay. and it made a little cast on the leg. And in 5 days, it was climbing the cage. So that's an amazing testimony of what it can do to heal broken bones.
Awesome.
We had a rescue dog, a German Shepherd, that weighed like 58 pounds. And she was abused and scared of everything. She was a very tall German Shepherd. And they were trying to get her weight up, but she had serious stomach issues. She was throwing up yellow bile in the mornings and would go into extreme dysentery. We got her up to 69 pounds, which was not nearly enough weight for her size. We were at the vet often, and she was on antibiotics for 3 months at a time on several occasions. She got a yeast infection, there you go, the candida, on top of her paws a couple of times, and they were red and swollen, and the hair was coming off. I had her antifungal medication, and the last time for over a month, and it was not working. Our vet bill was over $2,000 trying to remedy her problems. The man I buy organic dog food from told his wife about it, as she's really into natural healing products, and she was so kind to come over and see him and see what his problem was. She brought me a sample of the bentonite clay, and I applied it to her feet, and within a few days there was a great improvement. Within 2 weeks, it was completely healed. I started giving her the clay internally. I got a large-sized syringe from the drugstore that would hold 15 cc's or 3 tablespoons at a time and started giving it to her morning and night. Within a few days, the throwing up had stopped. Within the last 6 weeks, she has had 2 more dysentery attacks, but we were able to get them under control with clay and acidophilus. She is now digesting her food. I took her over to the vet's office and weighed her yesterday. She was 77 pounds. I'm going to wait a couple of weeks to make sure the dysentery problem is over, and I'm going to make an appointment and go in and talk to the vet about clay. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
If I could interject, too, I'd like to point out that the clay worms all kinds of animals. It's amazing. So diarrhea and worms are easily rectified with the clay. We've used it to do that as well.
You know, you're right about that. In fact, we had, I'm trying to find the testimonial here. We had some pups, and the lady started giving the baby pups clay. And when she took them in for their first checkup, the vet was astonished because there were no parasites in the dog's stool sample.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've never seen this before, even from breeding forms with really high bred that really kept everything sanitary and all. I've never seen a pup that didn't have parasites. And she said, this one, he said, I can't find any parasites in this one. And she said, well, I know why. It's because I've been giving him clay. And we also had an amazing study. You know, pups get parvo. And parvo is a virus, and it causes them to have dysentery and vomiting, and they actually die of dehydration. And it's very serious with puppies. And she and her friend, a neighbor, had rescued, there were 6 pups. She took 3 of the litter. Her friend took 3. They took them to the vets, and the vet gave them Beatryl, an antibiotic. They put them on the Beatryl, and she started feeling her pups clay. And the other one didn't, and the other lady's pups died, and hers lived. So any kind of dysentery or throwing up, vomiting your dogs get, give them clay. And if they should get into any kind of poison, absolutely give them the clay. We had a dog that was paralyzed from a plant poison. Said, my brother's dog is having a terrible time with his back legs and could hardly get up. And when he did, his back legs were practically paralyzed. After going to the vet and taking antibiotics and then off to a special vet hospital, they did more blood tests. And he had gotten a condition that was coming from being in contact with a certain plant, which was paralyzing his legs. My husband told my brother about this clay, and he had, and that we should try it in the dog food. After a few days, he started to walk a little better, and after a few weeks, the dog was totally fine. What a miracle. The poison from the plant had left his body. So, you know, if your dogs, we had another dog that got sick from being in the grass that had been fertilized and treated for insects and stuff, and he had gotten out there. Her husband accidentally let the dog out and forgot about it, and he started showing these weird symptoms, and they started giving him clay, and he got better immediately. So if your dogs ever get into any poison, any of your pets, cats, dogs, whatever, be sure and get them on clay. Now, we have some testimonies. I've just got so many here. Look here. We had a good dental report on a 13-year-old Pomeranian. I have a 13-year-old Pomeranian that they have notoriously bad teeth. Last year, my vet said they may have to think about having her teeth scaled and scraped this year. But that is a surgical procedure which would be hard on an elderly dog. So I started giving her liquid clay and her food twice a day. I just pour some next to the food on the same plate. She goes for the clay first and then the food. Anyway, we went back to the vet this year, and he was shocked to see how good her teeth look. She acts like a puppy and is really healthy. So I'm going to go over and see if we have any more questions popping up. If I can find what page I need to get to here.
I see there are some people waiting on the phone, Perry.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. If you have a question that you would like to ask us, if you will press star 2 on your phone. We're talking about pets today, but we'd take anything if you have one. Just press star 2, and I can open your line. And we had a cat that had a cancerous-like growth on his tail, and it was a big knot, and it was oozing and sore. And the lady took it to the vet, and they said, well, the only thing they could do was amputate her tail. Well, she didn't want to do that. And a neighbor told her about the clay. They put the clay on it, and it said it started oozing, and they just kept clay on it, and a lot of stuff came out of the inside, and then it started shrinking, and the tail went back to normal, and finally the hair came back. So, you know, if you get skin growths, warts, things like that that you're concerned about, put clay on it.
And testimonial about the wart, we had a client that paid $500 to have a wart cosmetically removed off the top of her dog's eye, like on her eyebrow. Mm-hmm. And inside of 4 days after the surgery was complete, the wart grew back even bigger. So I handed this lady a small jar of clay, and I said, try this. Make sure she eats it, but put the clay liberally on the wart. And this woman looked at me like I was a little bit crazy. But she did it, and she phoned me inside of a week and a half and was so excited because it had dried up and fallen off. She was just so excited.
Inside of a week. Wow.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost $500.
Absolutely,
you know,
not.
People are a little concerned about the price of clay, and I said, what's the price of going to a doctor's office for a visit? I promise you it'll keep you and your pets out of the doctor's office.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these people with the hot spot issues, the vet will diagnose finally when they can't do it because they prescribe antibiotics to cure the candida in the pet. And it dials it down. It never truly cures it, and it creates a number of other issues in the digestive tract. And a lot of these people, it's a minimum of $5,000 they've spent in 6 months trying to get this under control. So the cost of the clay is a drop in the hat compared to what these people pay at the vet.
Well, I don't think people realize they can give it to their pets. And, you know, even birds and chickens, there are actually studies that feeding it to chickens helps them lay eggs with harder shells. And they give it to swine. There are studies of giving it to pigs. A lot of times it helps them cycle in. It always helps their hair coat. When you feed it to an animal, it will always improve their hair coat. Their hair coat gets healthier. Their skin gets healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had people say they had lethargic cats, and they fed it clay, and the next day they were playing around like little kittens. In fact, that reminds me of another testimonial here. Let me see if I have it pulled up. Oh, an old dog that couldn't get around. My brother tries every home run remedy, and then he sends me some. He was raving about this clay and taking it internally. I thought, no way am I going to drink dirt. So I decided to try it on our 13-year-old dog, Max, who can no longer get up the stairs or jump on furniture. I mixed a teaspoon of hydrated clay in his food for 3 days. On the third day, I came downstairs and couldn't find him anywhere. I thought, oh, my gosh, I have killed our dog with that stupid clay, and he's gone off to die somewhere. A short time later, I was carrying laundry up the stairs, and I heard this thump, thump, thump coming from my daughter's room. I opened the door, and there was Max on the bed, thumping his tail in delight. I called my sister and told her to start taking the clay, too. But this time, Bob was right about his natural remedy. Now the whole family, critters and all, are taking the clay. Isn't that wonderful?
That's amazing.
Yeah. So when you get those old dogs with sore joints and things, you know, try them on a little clay. And yeah. Let me go back and see again if we have anybody on the line. If you have a question you'd like to ask, press star 2 on your phone, and that will open the line. We have several people on the line today. Ah, we have one. Here we go. Hello.
Terry,
are you there? Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
I don't know if you're on my line or somebody else's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Hi, I really admire your work, and I really appreciate everything that you do to help people get better. Real quick, I want to tell everybody that I had a spot on my arm that looked like basal cell carcinoma, and I put the clay on it for a week, and about a week, and it's all better. I told the girls at my health food store, I'm always going in there and telling them about my latest discovery.
Well, good, because that helps them so they can sell some clay. So thank you.
Yeah,
where do you live?
I know. I live in Pennsylvania near Philadelphia.
Okay, we have quite a pocket of people from Pennsylvania here on the clay, and a lot of them are Quakers. The Quakers love it, I guess because it's natural.
Well, it seems like a lot of the I learned about clay from a friend of mine whose grandmother is a black lady, African American, and when I told another person that I'm friends with who's African American, he told me his grandmother was Indian, and she, when he used to visit her in the summertime, she would always put clay on his scrapes to keep them from getting infected. So I find that a lot of people, who have are closer to nature, you know, haven't gone too far away from their roots, are familiar with clay. So my question is, I've had an infection in my jaw for, I've been disabled for four and a half years from my root canals infecting the bone marrow in my jaw. So I started taking the clay. I'm actually taking activated charcoal, too, which is also quite good in the same idea. But my question is, I have a feeling that I have, I don't want to put you on the spot and say that it cures cancer because I know that you can't say that. But I'm suspicious that I have cancer in my descending colon, and I'm just too weak to go for cancer treatments. Not that I would get radiation and chemotherapy either. But my question is, I'm treating it with clay poultices. I actually have, I smeared it on last night, and I put my that Glad press and seal on there to keep it where it's supposed to go. So how often do you think I should change that, twice a day or maybe three times a day? What do you think?
You know, I think twice a day is good if you're putting it on liberally. But I would take a clay bath occasionally to make sure you've detoxed your whole body.
Okay.
And I also, are you drinking the clay?
Yeah.
And
yes, I am.
And how much are you drinking?
Well, I don't have your product. I'm using someone else's. That's the one I was introduced to years and years ago. So I have a whole huge bottle of it, but I'm going to order yours soon. 2 tablespoons, and I've only been doing it like once a day. And that kind of leads me to into my next question. Do you think that it's important to take it with psyllium seed husk or not?
No, your psyllium husk scrubs out the whole colon. And
right.
It takes the good bacteria, too. If you use psyllium, then follow it up with a good probiotic because you're taking all of it. The clay is selective. And
okay.
It actually adds some bacteria to your digestive tract. You know,
okay.
If you have trouble going to the bathroom, I recommend getting over-the-counter magnesium tablets.
I actually took one. Yeah, magnesium oxide is great. And if you add it with vitamin C, you better stay near the bathroom. an elderly nutritionist told me that because the ascorbic acid, you know, you would take it with ascorbic acid vitamin C. You wouldn't take it with an ester C. Ascorbic acid with magnesium oxide actually causes a reaction, and it oxygenates your insides.
Yeah.
And it,
yeah.
And it, so it helps you to go, and it gives you, you know, oxygen is, oxygen actually is one of the other thing. I know that bentonite's going to really help me. In fact, my friend whose grandmother told me about bentonite years ago has MS, and I said to her the other day, are you taking your bentonite? You need to really get back with that. You know, I'm like, remember it cured your grandmother of cancer years ago. She had either kidney or liver cancer, I forget which one, and she did a raw food diet, which I'm not real big on. I think that if you juice, it's the same idea. And then she did bentonite and, you know, the company that sells the bentonite, and then they promote the psyllium seed husk. And then I don't know if she did the green tablets, the green food tablets, and then they sell the beet stuff. So, yeah, so that's the company that I have that I'm with now, right? The bentonite. But I'm only taking 2 tablespoons orally a day. You think I should up that also?
Now, are you taking 2 tablespoons of the hydrated or the liquid?
Yeah, it's liquid, not the dry.
Okay.
It's already
I'm
gonna
hydrated. I'm going to let Morg speak to this because she had really bad intestinal problems.
Okay.
Morg, you want to take this one?
Yes, thank you, Perry. I had a blockage in my colon. They weren't sure what it was at the time. They told me it was Crohn's after the fact. They told me that I was 46 at the time, pardon me, and that I had the colon of a 70-year-old. I was riddled with ulcers, colitis, everything that you could have in your colon short of the cancer word. And inside of 4 short months, I drank 3 cups of hydrated clay. One cup of hydrated clay 3 times a day.
Hydrated or liquid?
Liquid, pardon me. Thank you, Perry.
Uh-huh.
3 cups. So 1 cup at 6 a.m. in the morning, another cup at 11 o'clock, and another cup at 9 p.m. at night.
Okay, so when you say you're using 1 cup, how much of the powdered clay of Perry that are you putting in the water to make equal cup? What's the ratio of water to clay is what I'm asking.
Good question. I used 1/4 cup of clay to 2 cups of water. So when I say I'm drinking 1 cup of the liquid clay, that's that combination.
Okay, I'm really glad I asked that because that never would have. Okay, so 2 cups of water and 1/4 cup of clay. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's the 1 to 8 ratio.
So, okay, 1 to 8.
Now, your clay may be different, so you ask your manufacturer their mixing directions, because all clays are different.
Yeah. So you did that 3 times a day.
3 times a day. I did it 1 hour before meals or food intake, and I took it 2 hours either side of any medications that you may have to take.
Okay.
And also at night, I slept with, I tried to get it as high as 1/4-inch poultice on my gut. But it was about 1/8 inch of the hydrated clay with the saran wrap on my stomach. And I slept with that all night. And then I'd pull the saran off in the morning and let it dry and then have a shower to get it off.
Okay, and then you didn't like, well, I was telling this girl the other day, I'm actually like telling everybody about it because people are so desperate for cures of things that, you know, one of the things I think that scare people the most about cancer is the fact that you feel so helpless to do anything, which is why I love clay because it feels like, you know, you have some control over, you know, how well you are and how, you know what I mean? It gives you something positive that you can do to help yourself, and just that mental relief.
Yes.
It helps your whole body. It helps your whole body get into balance. Clay works on all parts of the body. It works on the whole body. So even though you're addressing one area, it's also benefiting the rest of your body, getting your alkalinity, getting rid of parasites.
Yeah, I think that it pulls, I think that it surrounds, stones in your, gallbladder and makes them come out too. Just like it, like, would surround worms and pull them out because they can't fight the pulling power of the clay. Because when I take clay, I pass stones. I pass gallstones. And okay. You know, there's stones. I used to do gallbladder flushes, and even though I don't have a gallbladder anymore, you still get stones in your liver. And it's like, how can your body cure itself if your liver is packed with mucus and stones, and then our poor livers today are trashed between.
Yeah, you might try poultice over your liver area.
That's a really, really good idea. That's a good idea. No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
And
I was going to address something else you said there.
Well, I said that I felt that it pulled stones out of the, stones out.
Marg, were you the one that told me about the kidney stones and the bladder stones?
Yes.
Okay. It actually, what my understanding is, it dissolves them. Let Marg tell her stories.
Yes. My husband, he watched me for a couple of years drink the clay, and he would only start after we started treating the animals with clay. So I don't know what that says to my credibility, but.
I know, right? That's so great. He's a typical husband, that's all.
He
is
a true blue man, that man of mine.
Yeah.
And he started to drink the clay, and within 5 days he went down in cold sweats and had severe back pain, and he thought I was trying to kill him with clay. So inside of 2 days, he started to have trouble urinating. So he was urinating, and then he was peeing sand. And he caught some of that in a coffee filter, and we had a registered nurse coming to the house that evening to pick up her dog, and he took these out in a bottle and handed it to her. It was just slightly less than an eighth of a teaspoon of sand, and she looked at him, and she was horrified. She's like, "Where did you get this?" And he said, "Well, I peed it out." And she said, "Well, that's just not possible to do that because this is kidney stones." And she took them out, and she said they're all rounded off, and all the sharp edges were removed. She said normally a man will pass a stone and be in the hospital just because of the damage they'll do to your urinary tract.
Right. That's my husband. He has kidney stones.
Yeah, well, he needs to meet my husband. He needs to drink some clay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him because his biggest fear in life is to have to go through that again. He's been through it twice now.
Well, it will round them off, and all he'll feel while urinating, because we've had a friend also pass kidney stones, and he's passed a kidney stone just like your husband before and was hospitalized twice. So it rounds them off, it breaks them up, rounds them off, passes them, and he'll get a mild burning, and then they're gone.
Yeah, that's really great. That's really great.
Well, we have gone over time, and we have one more question in queue. I'm going to have Marg back. This is really great today. We've had a great session. I hope we're still recording it. Usually Cheryl puts on a little extra time. We do have a question from Cecilia. She said, "Hi, Perry. I want to know if bentonite clay would help with pimples on the scalp. Would you recommend drinking it or putting the clay on the scalp?" I would recommend both, drink it and put it on the scalp. Your skin is a reflection of what's going on to your body. So if things are breaking out, there's something out of balance inside. So to take it internally and then put it on your scalp, you know, massage it in, let it dry a little while, and then wash it out. And you may have to do it 2 or 3 times. Generally, it clears it up pretty quick. Thank you for that. And I'm going to check one more time. I think that's all the questions I see. Morg, thank you for being with me on the show today.
And thank you very much, Perry, for providing us this product. It's been a lifesaver for me, and I can't thank you enough. So,
and
Perry, I would love
thank
to come
you
back.
For joining. Yeah, and I want to thank Terry for joining us with her questions and her concerns, because that just developed into a great question, and we'd forgotten to mention the gallstones. And so there you have it. So my question to you is, have you had your clay today? Go get some clay, and remember, all clays are different, so select a good one and get started on some clay and get your pets on it, too. Thank you again, and this is Perrier and Morg signing off.
Thank you.